At about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? With the recent events in the life and death of Sherry Arnold, many are again asking, how can such a bad thing have happened to such a good person? Where was God? Why did he abandon her? If he really cared, he would never have let such a thing happen. I know you've asked questions like these about events in your own life. And who hasn't wondered what kind of a God forsakes his own son to humiliation, suffering, and death on a cross? Let me tell you what kind of a God would do such a thing. The same God who in 6 days created the heavens and the earth in all their vast array by the very word of his mouth, who said, "Let us make man in our image and likeness," who formed them out of the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of life into them. The God who, after his creation had sinned, spoke again and promised the devil that Eve, a child of Eve, would crush his head. The very God who removed Adam and Eve from the garden, not so that they would starve, but that they might not eat of the tree of life and live forever in their sin. The same God who destroyed the unbelieving world with a flood, but saved Noah and his believing family, who rained fire and sulfur down on Sodom and Gomorrah, but saved Lot and his believing family. The same God who led the Israelites through the Red Sea on dry ground, but destroyed hard-hearted Pharaoh and all of his army. The same God who was present on the mountain with Moses in the burning bush, who was with David as he fought Goliath, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, who was with Daniel in the lion's den, who was with all of his prophets in the Old Testament, who was with John the Baptist when he gave up his head for the truth. The God who at the Jordan River and on the Mount of Transfiguration said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." What kind of God allows his only Son to suffer and die? The God who loves those he created in his image so much that he is willing to give up everything dear to him in order to redeem and save them. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus is the only one who can say these words with understanding of what it is to be forsaken by God. He is the only one who has ever borne the entire wrath of God for sin. He is the only one who has taken up and finished the cup of suffering to its dregs. The only one who had his lifeblood poured out for sins that he did not commit. The one who remained faithful unto death, even death on a cursed tree. Jesus suffered God's abandonment and his wrath, not because God is evil, but because of our sin. Jesus received the punishment that we deserve. He took our place on that cross under God's wrath and bore our sins so that we wouldn't have to die that death. Greater love has no man than that he lay down his life for his friends. My God, why have you forsaken me? So that you and I could be saved. As Jesus hung on that cross outside of Jerusalem, the entire Old Testament came rushing to its rightful conclusion. The one who had been promised by God born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who are under the law, had come as God had promised. And he was doing just what God promised he would do. He was crushing the devil and saving sinners from their sins. As Jesus was mocked and tempted by those crowds at the foot of his cross to come down from the cross and save himself, he turned to the only place where there is strength for one who is suffering, where there is comfort for those who are afflicted, where there is protection for one being attacked by the devil. He turned to God's holy word. As you ponder the horrific events of this day, I encourage you tonight to read again the entire 22nd Psalm and realize that Jesus was not doubting God when he said, "Why have you forsaken me?" But rather he was praying to him. This psalm moves from the cry of abandonment and anguish to a trustful cry for help. It ends in thanksgiving because of the deliverance that God has promised to provide for the one who calls upon him in the day of trouble. He was on the cross suffering for those 3 hours, and I doubt he stopped praying at the end of the 22nd Psalm either. I bet he prayed, as we often do, as death approaches a family member or a friend, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." For Christians, this instrument of torture, the cross of Jesus' suffering, has become a great comfort and a symbol of not death, but life. It is the mark that you received upon your forehead and upon your heart in holy baptism, when you were declared to be God's child and united to Christ in his death and also his resurrection. Your sins put him on that cross. But because he gave his life for your life, because he went to that cross willingly and died for you, your sins have all been forgiven. Because his Holy Spirit has been poured out and has given you faith to believe in the crucified one as your Savior, you will inherit eternal life. You shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When things get difficult in this life, when you see evil things and experience them yourself, when you are tempted again to ask, "Why? Where are you, God? Why have you forsaken me?" Remember that he has promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. Remember that because Jesus was forsaken by God for your sins, you will never be forsaken by him. Because Jesus traded places with you in death, he has also given you his life. You have been forgiven, and nothing can separate you from the love of your God. The peace of God be with you.